and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Friday the 4th of November. At a Mass for those cardinals and bishops who have died during the year, Pope Benedict XVI said that the promise of the resurrection rests only on Christ and not on any natural power. Pope Benedict began his homily last night in St. Peter's Basilica by noting that Christ's victory over death was foreshadowed 8 centuries beforehand by the prophet Hosea. He said that the writings of Hosea were deeply impressed on the heart and mind of Jesus, who would quote from them, and in the case of Hosea 6:2, actually live them out. In that passage, Hosea predicted that God will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, he will raise us up to live in his presence. Jesus takes this verse and makes it his own and realizes it in his paschal mystery, the Pope said, so that when the Lord Jesus went to meet his passion, the oracle of the prophet Hosea rang true in his own words. He noted that just as the disciples did not understand the saying of Jesus and were afraid to question him, so we too, faced with death, cannot but feel the feelings and thoughts dictated by our human condition. We, with our natural fear of death, are always surprised and superseded by a God who is so close to us that he does not even stop before the abyss of death, which indeed he goes through, remaining in the tomb for 2 days. Thus, the mystery of the third day takes place, said the Pope, explaining that it then became apparent that Christ took on our mortal flesh so that it may be invested with the glorious power of God. Toward the end of his homily, Pope Benedict explained that the Jews of Hosea's time were tempted to mingle Judaism with the naturalistic religions of the land of Canaan, so that the promise of resurrection was in danger of being reduced to an illusion, a symbol derived from the rhythm of the seasons, like autumn rain, like spring rain. Similar temptations must be avoided today, Pope Benedict said, since it is in Christ alone that this hope finds its basis in reality. The new and eternal life is the fruit of the tree of the cross, a tree that blooms and bears fruit because of the light and strength that comes from the Son of God. Without the cross of Christ, all the energy of nature is powerless before the negative force of sin. He then commended the souls of each of the deceased bishops and cardinals to God through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that this mystery of communion, which filled all their lives, may be fully accomplished in each of them. In other Vatican news, Cardinal Bernard Francis Law of Boston turns 80 today. The passing of his birthday marks a turning point because he loses his voting power in the event of a papal conclave. The number of elector cardinals then drops to 112. Cardinal Law will then join the 80 other non-voting cardinals. After 10 years of being internally warned by faithful Catholics, including a 70-page dossier sent to all of Germany's main bishops, the scandal of the German bishops' ownership of a publishing company that sells a large volume of pornography has hit the mainstream media. Last week, the mainstream media outed the fact that the German bishops are 100% owners of one of the most profitable book companies in Germany. The huge company, in addition to offering many religious and other ethical books and items, also peddles 2,500 porn titles and additional books highly offensive to Christian principles. A spokesman for the bishops promised immediate corrective action. However, the false pretense of ignorance about the situation has only served to add to the scandal, especially for faithful Catholics who were treated with silence and even disdain when they repeatedly attempted for years to bring the scandal to an end out of public view. Weltbild is the second largest book-selling company in Germany. It is wholly owned by the German bishops and has a $1.7 billion annual turnover. Weltbild also sells books promoting Satanism, the occult, esotericism, and anti-Christian atheist propaganda. More than that, the bishops are also 50% owners in another company which actually produces pornographic novels. The Church insists that nuclear disarmament, not nuclear deterrence, is a long-term basis for security, said Cardinal Roger Marney, the retired Archbishop of Los Angeles, who has helped draft statements from the U.S. bishops on the possession and use of nuclear weapons. Speaking at Indiana's University of Notre Dame's Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies last week, he said disarmament was a moral imperative and expressed concern that despite the signing last year of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty by the U.S. and Russia, thousands of missiles remain on alert. And finally, the president of Congo's bishops' conference visited Washington this week to lobby the US government to support peace in the mineral-rich nation in the lead-up to elections on the 28th of November. Bishop Nicholas Jomo Lola of Shumbe called for the curbing of armed groups and for pressure on neighboring countries not to support military activities in Congo. He lamented the deteriorating security situation and urged congressional leaders not to cut funds for aid for people displaced by the violence. Well, that's all for today's news. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again on Monday. God bless.